is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the Uplift.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yes, I am here in the flesh way sooner than I expected to be. I actually flew in last night. I guess it was this morning.
Technically, I'd definitely be this morning.
And arrived at 2:30 in the morning. And I left Texas. I'm sorry, I do love Texas, but it was too hot. And the hotel was having temperature issues, and the place was loaded. We couldn't get a different reservation. So after 2 weeks and 2 days, I had to pack it in and return. Besides, my baby doggies missed me. And it is such a relief to be out of that heat. To all of you that are out in the Southwest, God bless you all. How you live like that from summer to summer, it was more than I could handle, honestly. So I am here with you all, very happy to be. And yes, we are going to give you readings using ordinary deck of playing cards, holding it up to our ever faithful Facebook Live audience. If you are a Facebook member and you're listening to us, you can always join us and watch us in action right on Facebook. Okay. Hope that didn't mean anything.
No, nothing.
Anyway, yes. So just bear in mind, when you get a reading, especially this reading, which is personal prophecy, there's a lot of fluctuation that goes on. Others around you are making choices, some of them life-altering choices on a daily basis. You yourself are making choices. And in some respects, think of that movie, what was it called, The Matrix? Or not The Matrix, but Butterfly Effect. The movie.
Yes, what about it?
Well, how a simple little change can change everything.
Are you talking about going back and trying to alter the future by going back? That's what that is.
Yeah. And if, as we are looking at your cards, we are in the present and we are perceiving the future, a future which is highly changeable in so many ways. I mean, of course, there are certain instances where it is just not going to be possible to alter what is destined to be. But in so many other ways, you have amazing dynamic tools, choice, and change. And as we do our reading tonight, we'll demonstrate that to you. So remember, when you give us your question, it is best not to speak in generalities. The cards are very specific. And if you just say, well, I just want a general reading, that isn't saying much in terms of a query to the cards.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be a new person to say that.
Yeah, I build an intuitive link with you over several readings, then you can.
And being a new person, that's what you think, because you don't know how. If you haven't listened to the show, unless you're new, as in you listen to the show like forever and ever, and then finally got a first reading. But if you're just really coming in cold, that's your normal human instinct to say, just tell me something.
And by the way, yes, the show is called Psychic Love Doctor. That was a brand that was started, oh my gosh, back in the mid-90s. AOL scouted me out on their chat rooms.
Yep, back on that. AOL was the internet.
And I could tell I was being scouted because there was a woman in there who was saying things like, how many cards are you using in terms of your layout? No regular person, you know what I mean, unskilled or unaware. They were just there for the readings. But this person was typing in, and I'd say, I'm using 24 cards in a layout. And there were others, so I thought, uh-oh, something's going on. And sure enough, they were scouting out a psychic love doctor. And I stayed with them from 96 to 2006, I believe. That's when I decided to take a break and write my book. And I got a stack of them here for those who are watching us. I did publish a book. It's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But right now, just remember, never pay anybody to remove a curse or a spell. You know, these are going to be charlatans. These are going to be scam artists. So make sure that whoever you get a reading from ever is a highly reputable person. And with that said, I'm going to turn this over to you, Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
All right. Well, we're going to give everybody that number, 646-595-4274. That's the number you call in. And when you call in, you'll get a little automated message telling you're going on hold. You shall go on hold, and you shall hear the show. We have a couple people right now, so stand by. We see you. You're not forgotten.
Yep.
Anytime you're on hold, our command center has total control. I can see your phone numbers and has you all. You're not going to get forgotten.
No.
So don't sweat it. You can hear the show. Just relax and chill. When you come on air, please kick your speakerphone off, because if you can, there's laws and driving and stuff you can't. We understand. But if you can turn it off and Bluetooth, please do so. There's no guarantee by the time that gets to our speakers that we're going to be able to understand you. 90% of the time we can, but that 10%, we have to drop you if we can't have any communication. And also, to make that better too, is please stop multitasking, chill out, relax, sit down, pick a place with good cell phone reception, no background noises. You know, if you got kids and, I don't know, if you got giraffes running around, sedate them all. If you use blow darts with little stuff on them, no. Do whatever you got to do.
He is kidding, of course.
You can get pretty good with those blow darts. So, all right, what else we got to say? Oh, folks that are on Facebook Live, callers get priority, but sometimes things happen and we have no callers, and we will turn to you folks. You can type in your question then, because a lot of our international folks, they hate calling in, because unless they're filthy rich and have an international calling plan, because that ain't cheap. Oh, boy.
However, you can get a magic jack.
You can.
Which, gosh, it's like $20 in American money. And we actually have a member of our little Love Doctor team. Felipe uses it to call his family in Spain. And there's no charge when he uses it. It's like VOIP, I guess. And other watchers, Terry Sue has been one.
She's found other ways to...
Other ways to be able
to do it even
connect to the
cheaper,
show.
Cheaper than a monthly plan, and there's stuff out there. Magic Jack was like the original one from way
back when
the internet first became a thing that everybody was loving. But they're still around. So, yeah, there's others, a lot of others now.
So,
all right, one more time, unless you got something to add before
I was just going to say, and I forgot to put this in there.
Okay.
Please don't confuse this method with tarot, which is a beautiful system, oracle, love them. I love them. Or angel card readings, rebel card. I mean, there's just so many out there. Beautiful systems, and I haven't learned any of them. I stuck with this method, which my grandmother taught me, as you heard in the intro, and wanted to keep it as pure as I could without letting other philosophies kind of seep into it. So what you're getting is pure personal prophecy.
Terry Sue throughout there, what the one that she uses is called Global Call.
Global Call.
Global Call. All right, 646-595-4274. We're going to hit the phone lines now. And we shall go to the first caller of the show, area code 781 from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yay.
781, your first caller.
Welcome to the show. And Quiet. What is your first? Hello.
Hello, it's Anne from Boston.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm doing. All right, I'm doing well.
We're voting.
Doing very well.
Okay, good.
And I can definitely appreciate what you're saying about the cards, because originally that was the method I learned.
It was? Really?
Yes, yes, yes. I had good luck when I was young, but I sort of stepped away from it. So I definitely have appreciation for what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. What do you want, Jim?
Do you have something in the background? Do you have a speaker phone? Do you have another broadcast of us or some kind of volume going on?
I just turned it off. I actually was looking at you on the iPad, but I turned it off to make sure you were going to be on the air.
Well, G-Ann, you could probably pick that up again real quick if you decided you would like to.
One thing I decided, maybe I'm going to ask for your guidance on this, is basically I've left all of that, you know, tools behind, and I'd like to go into my own self to, get the messages. And I don't know how valid I am. That's probably the question I want to ask you.
Okay. So you would like to know how valid your own insights would be?
I'm trying
to make sure. Okay. Well, I read mine all the time.
Okay.
I read mine all the time, but I don't always listen to them, which can be a human instinct, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's why I left it behind.
Yes. Well, because if you don't listen to the prophecy or the insight, it's not really going to do you any good. You're going to make bad choices, which I did. And finally, I decided after 15 or so years, I thought, heck with this. I better start following. If these cards are saying that this man is no good, I think I should believe that.
Yes.
And it
definitely
worked. Yes, what?
Perfect.
This is called, for you Facebook Live viewers, I'm going to have to, the show's going to be broadcasting just fine. I'm going to have to go out and go back in again.
Facebook is really,
it glitches. International shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike, good to have you with us.
So you folks keep listening on the radio show, and you folks keep watching on Facebook Live. I got to kill my Facebook and go back in.
And I'm going to do your cards right now on this question.
Yeah, we're
all right.
And you're rocking and rolling, so you don't have to wait for anything.
You used ordinary playing cards?
I did, yes.
Oh, wow. And how did you pick this up? I'm just curious.
A friend of mine was teaching me it decades ago, and I used to learn from her, and she taught me how to do it, and I was pretty successful with it, but I wanted to do my own psychic ability. I didn't want to have to depend on any outside thing.
Right. Oh, I get you. And there are so many different methods of divination of this type. I've peeked at a couple of them, and we all seem to do it a little differently. But that doesn't mean there are any less, valid. Now, here we go.
Right.
I'm using a 24-card layout. For those of you that might be interested to know, how many cards is she drawing? Well, I don't feel comfortable just pulling out a random two or three. I want to see the whole enchilada, So here we go.
Perfect.
Let's see what we got for you.
All right, folks, you heard that. I had to do the kill Facebook, bring it back to life thing.
Well, it
wouldn't let me type anything. Go ahead, Deb, cards are down.
Okay, for Anne in Boston. Anne, your cards are giving you an actual way to go about believing them for yourself. Your cards are actually saying to me, or Anne too, pretend you're reading these cards for somebody else rather than injecting yourself into the reading, because believe it or not, the emotions you bring to a reading are going to be reflected in the cards.
Of course.
It's uncanny. I can't explain it. But
I know.
I've been doing this over 30 years, can't explain it, But that's what will happen, is you will simply mirror your own thoughts and feelings. What they're saying is, pretend that you are your own client, okay? Read the cards, and as your you would want your client to believe or to take, you know, consideration into what you're saying, then you do it. I think that is really awesome, because you know what? I run into these roadblocks too, where something recently happened to me. I could see bits of it in the cards, and I thought, there's no way this is going to happen, and it did. And so I'm thinking, I should have followed that. I should have been my own client. So try that. Amen. See if it works. Others amongst me have made notes in a notebook that they could go back to on another day and look at it. So
I know it's like when you're a doctor, you don't heal yourself. You're the worst patient. When you're a reader, you can't read yourself.
It takes practice, and it takes an open mind to see the reality of how people really feel about you. And what are you doing?
Sorry, I just
sorry about
me.
That.
Yeah, I muted Facebook for me. I had to mute our radio show just for a second.
We have a dog in the office, and he was going to town on his rear end, if you understand what I'm saying, folks.
That's
and
fine.
We had to.
We probably didn't have to tell him the truth.
Well, they might wonder.
We could have said we thought a gun barrel sticking through the window. We wanted to make sure it wasn't an armed intruder, and everything's clear.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and look, do that. Try that. Take notes. And you know what? The more you practice, first of all, I want you to know this could become a very lucrative, what do they call them? Side gig?
You want, however you want to look at it.
You could really do well. Word of mouth is amazing.
I don't know if I'm intended to do that, though. I think I have a different calling. I think it's just like you say, a side thing, but I don't think that's my calling.
Well, if it isn't, then it wouldn't feel comfortable to you. So, Aaron, I hope this helps. We have a lot of callers, I understand.
Excellent.
We do.
Thank you.
All right, hon, you come back again. We love hearing from you.
Yeah, absolutely. We have lots of Anns. Our Ann from Boston.
Take care. And
you
good
too.
Luck
Thank
with your
you.
Meeting. Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Real quick, I think we missed her, Terry Sue, you know, she's on meds and they put her to sleep. She said goodnight. Probably already down for the count. If not, well,
Terry
goodnight
Sue,
anyway, Terry Sue.
We're glad you're home.
Terry Sue from the UK.
And if you're not here, we're telling you in spirit. We're glad that you are out of the hospital and doing well.
And real quick, before we take the next caller, this is just a real quick topic. Mike wanted to mention that he wanted to comment how Bloody Well Accurate, when he asked, I don't know what show it was about.
Bloody Well.
Yep.
Yes.
About Boris Johnson and what he was going to do, and Deb saw him resigning.
And fast. I saw it was coming fast.
Now, there were others that thought that, too, in England.
Sure.
But we don't know any details.
No, we're not.
She didn't have an educated guess. She just
I had
said,
no
okay.
idea who he was.
Yeah, I didn't know Boris. The name Boris makes you think of some dude drinking vodka in Russia or somewhere in the Eastern Europe. Boris. You know, except the Johnson part, of course.
Yeah, I had no idea, but the card...
Johnson, not very Russian.
The card showed an abrupt break. And like we said, he isn't the captain going down with the ship. He's a rat heading out. That man does not have much for integrity. So the good thing...
That's right, you know. Grab
and now it may have set your own government back, you know, backward a little bit. But I think in the long run, it'll be good.
You know what? It will prevail, you know.
As they always do.
Yep, bring up the next PM. Bring them up. There's going to be another one. They may be good, they may be bad, but there shall be another, just like our presidents. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, when one goes down, another one's coming. Doesn't mean he's worth a shit, but you're going to get one. All right. Let's go back to the callers.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mike. It's late there, too. We're going to go to area code 386, Florida. 386.
Florida.
You're the next caller.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Haven't we spoke with you before?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, we've seen this area code, okay. But it must be somebody else then.
Well, we have a lot of Cindy's too.
Well, yeah, I look at the area code, you look at the first name.
Right. Well, Cindy, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you as a newcomer.
Yeah,
you're only a
newbie
once. Yep. So how did you find us on Blog Talk or News for the Soul?
On Blog Talk, yep. Just scrolling through Blog Talk.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, definitely.
So what would you like us to explore for you in
the
cards?
What would your question be to your reading today?
Are you only doing relationship love readings or any subject? Any subject?
Any subject and literally any subject.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see any lump sums of money coming in for me soon to facilitate a residential move?
Okay. Are you expecting some lump sums of money?
I don't know. I'm hoping. There are different things in the air.
Well, that's good. And hope is always, a great
There are different
wish
possibilities.
Okay. Hope is free. Hope costs nothing. Yep.
All right. I'm looking at your cards now.
Okay. So it was, she's talking finances to move, right?
To move.
So that means she wants to move already, but she's just hoping there'll be some finance to make it happen. So means you are unhappy with your current living conditions is what I would say, obviously. I'm master of the obvious here, but yeah.
Well, the area is not really great for my business, so I'd like to move to a better area for my business.
Well, that's good. At least it's a business thing, and it's not something that, like, health-related or you're scared because of crime. Hey, sometimes you have certain businesses that only belong in certain areas.
You're
yep.
right. Location,
demographics.
Location.
Depends on the demographic. A lot of different
right.
demographic facts, you know, what type of people are there, what kind of financial, all sorts of stuff. So that's good that you're thinking ahead, or maybe not ahead.
Well, yeah, I think it's, there was a plan.
Oh, my
like
good. You know what? You've got awesome cards, Cindy. You really do. And I mean that in the sense that you have the ability, literally. My grandma, if she was here, she'd say, oh, my goodness, Deb, this is a lady who can make her own dreams come true, and this is serious. You have cards that show a lot of luck for you. And people could debate, luck, is there really such a thing? I think it's blessing, being blessed from the higher power. You are definitely going to make that move. And, you know, right now, it's, I don't want to say crucial, but it kind of is, that you be turning in a new direction for your business. And you're going to put it right into such a sweet spot where you're going to live that it is going to be awesome for you. Really. It's like, how can I put this? A whole different landscape will be in front of you. And I see the money. I see it. And there's a man attached to it. And it doesn't have to be a lover, husband, boyfriend, father. It could actually be a businessman. But there's a lot of your work is created out of love. I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way, but it is. There's love in what you do.
Right.
And what you do is so filled with pure energy.
Pure energy.
I knew he was going to say that. Yeah, and it's going to bloom big time.
I'm going
to
find that somebody.
So you've got great stuff here, and this for a new caller is amazing. Now, would you be moving alone, or is there someone with you?
Yeah, I should probably be moving alone. I mean, with, my livestock and my pets, my horses and pets.
Your livestock. I love livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they are going to flourish and prosper, too. So I'm seeing there's a man here, another man, who has to leave where he's living and he's kind of in a desperate place. I feel this is the place where you're going to go. And he is going to offer you an awesome deal. So what I would recommend is that you call in more and more, and we will start to see the clarity deepen. And pretty soon, you'll be able to meet people and go, I already know you. It's in my reading. You know, you will have that kind of familiarity. But yes, there's a man here with a great piece of property, and he can't keep it. So I feel you are somehow going to intersect with him. And also there's another man here that has money to give.
And, do you see a time frame?
Yeah, I
when
think
you see that money coming in?
Well, time frames can be difficult. If Veronica was here and she does our angel cards, she talks about, excuse me, situations or people in our lives being like a turkey in the oven. You want the turkey to be fully cooked. You don't want to take that out early because it's not going to be, you know, safe enough for anybody to eat. It'll end up in the trash. And by that she means you want the best things to come to you in their own best way in time. I'm seeing September-ish. Okay.
It's not that far away.
Okay. No, it's not. Okay, so now the thing is, a lot of what comes through in the cards is pure energy, like we just
said.
Pure energy. And what you need to do after you've had your reading, your own personal vibration is raised. Awesome time to be doing some, using the law of attraction, manifesting. I want you to envision that place where you're going to go. See it. See your lovely animals there with you. See how happy you are. And watch you create that reality. Seriously. So, awesome card, Cindy. Please don't be
very
a stranger.
Nice.
There's a lot more we can talk about. And if you do find a place, let's check it out in the cards. Now, it sounded like you're shuffling cards. Do you read cards?
Certainly did.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
It did. Good.
It sounded exactly like you were shuffling cards.
Yeah. So
I have
anyway,
I have a dog pacing back and forth at my feet, wagging his tail. His little pitter patter of his feet on the floor is probably what you heard.
That's funny. That's funny. It sounded like you were shuffling cards, but not really close to your microphone.
In closing, the last thing I would like to say to you is you need to prepare for prosperity. Because you've got a lot coming to you. And you know something? You deserve it. You've earned it. You and I know that. You've earned this. So
awesome.
Get ready.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Ready.
All right, Cindy, you go and get them.
Awesome.
And I want to hear from you, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you
all right.
So much. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Nice meeting you as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That lady's going places. Yeah.
Cool. I like that.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't realize yet, but she will.
We want to give an international shout out to Thabo, I believe it is, from South Africa.
Thabo?
I think it's Thabo.
I'm sorry if we're slaughtering your name.
Yep, we suck.
Yeah.
hey, you know, you got to admit things you're not good at. Don't try to be one of those people. I'm good at every single thing, and then you'll never get better at your weak things.
My maiden name was Stoyanov from Ukraine and Russia. It's from that part of the world. I was called all through school Deborah Stroganov. I kid you not. So
I actually like Stroganov, though. Beef Stroganov is so tasty.
Yes, it is.
All right, we have 436 billion callers online, but real quick, I want to give our halfway point little messages that we say. What is it, international shout-out, folks, international, we're giving them as we go. We've had a lot of them. We've had the Europe folks. We've had the African folks, you know, from those continents, and then, of course, North American folks. So that's three continents that we've bounced around on. Once in a while, we get the land down under, too, but not tonight yet.
And South Africa.
Oh, I said South Africa. Oh. They're in the continent of Africa. I was just throwing out continents, not countries.
Got it.
Europe, right. Africa, North America. Let's not get into geography. All right.
Yeah.
Disclaimer that we like to give in case there's people. Oh, shoot. I keep forgetting. Laura. We talked to her so much, sometimes I forget about her regulars. Laura from Canada has been here. She's been in Facebook live chat with us for a little bit. Thank
Glad
you for reminding me.
Glad to have
me. You. It's so regular that I just feel like they're like right down the street. We talk to them so much.
Yes, and we need
She kind of is Canada.
Yeah, but we got to remember, they aren't... They have their own entity out there.
Oh, it's another country.
Yeah.
And it's a giant country.
It is. Beautiful, too.
I like the Great White North, eh? Anybody that remembers the old...
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
Who did that?
That was...
I don't remember.
Bob. That was Bob Moranis.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember, yeah, it was Bob Moran. It was Great White North. It was Bob and Doug McKenzie with their people they played. Bob and Doug McKenzie's Great White North, eh? On SCTV, that was their version of Saturday Night Live. Great show with John Candy and all those people.
There was that movie, Fargo, that they taught. They were really abusing the Minnesota.
Well, they took it
twang.
To the next extreme, which you're going to do in a movie.
Yeah.
If they didn't do it as exaggerated, you wouldn't have noticed it. So they had to exaggerate the hell out of it.
When I first moved out here, I still had that.
But not like
that
they
Minnesota
did.
Thing. So many of the sailors would ask me out here, what part of Ireland are you from?
Norway. They thought you were Scandinavian is what they thought. Yeah.
Great. All right, let's
get go. Let's take our calls because we have 450 trillion of them. Let's go to area code 613.
Yay.
Great state of New York, the Empire State. 631. You are the next caller.
Welcome to the show. And your first name is?
Oh, so you're a Trent. Hi. Hi, it's Fran.
Hi.
Maybe my next area code is going to be 613. Who knows? Stranger things.
That's right.
Going okay. Going okay. I missed last week. I took a nap and I ended up missing everything. You, the other show I listened to on Blog Talk. Anyway,
it's all okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I wasn't here either.
Oh no. Oh,
no,
my.
No. Wasn't it the 4th of July last Monday?
Last Monday. Yes,
it was.
It was the 11th. So we did not do a show.
I did see the fireworks, but I missed my call, so.
What's on your mind?
So we know I'm planning to go back to Florida, but not where I was. The relationship seems to be over on her part. So can you give me I've seen some air. I've been looking, of course, for a rental. Can you give me a little maybe clue about where I should be on the East Coast, in the middle, and am I going to be financially okay?
Okay, that's a great question. First of all, when you talk about the East Coast, are you talking everything south of New York or just Florida?
Just Florida. Well, whatever comes up, honey.
Okay.
So she's talking Florida, but like when she does readings for anybody, you ask a specific question, she'll look at that, but if she sees something outside of your question, she's going to tell you.
Of course.
If she sees something beyond Florida, yeah.
I'm open.
Okay.
We have a lot of new Facebook Live folks. This is one reason I mentioned a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them come in and said first time, a lot of questions. So basically letting you folks know, you don't have to ask a lot of questions. And when you ask a specific question, don't worry. If something else important pops up, has something to do with your question or semi-related, she's going to talk to you about it. Anyway. Cards are going down, and I'm going back to Facebook because I had it locked up again.
Oh,
stand by. There's a noise. Stand by. Going to hear it.
Up again.
There we go. Sorry, folks. Oh, and then we got a scammer here I got to deal right off the bat.
Oh, it's all that weird energy going on.
Yes, definitely. Well, what I'm getting is that, now let me ask you, did you start out saying that you were thinking about a rental?
Yes, I would prefer to buy, but
yeah,
money-wise, you know, yes, a rental.
They say, I've been talking with different realtors and brokers, they say that when you're making a big location change like this, that you should rent first. In case,
yeah.
God forbid, you end up hating the place.
Exactly.
You know?
That's why I'm planning that.
I think that's a smart thing to do. Make sure you get a short-term lease, 6 to 12 months, probably 12.
Yeah.
Not too many.
I think 12, yeah.
Just don't jump in one of those 24-monthers or longer.
No. 12 is what I'm looking for.
Well, I'm seeing, and I'm having a real hard time discerning between inland and coast. First of all, Florida attracts so many hurricanes that it is important to be careful in what you choose. It's like a magnet for hurricanes down there. So I want you to know, though, you are not going to make a mistake in choosing the place where you're going to go. I do feel that you are going to really do some research, and there's a place you're going to pick that the community is going to somewhat remind you of home when you were a young girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing that. It's really quaint and really charming. Oh, what is that place in Florida? St. Augustine?
About it.
That place, St. Augustine?
About what?
That is the type of area I'm speaking of. It's very quaint, very adorable. I mean, sweet. And that's what you're going to pick. Very much
it.
Like that. But I think you're going to want to not be right on the coast. Kind of scary out there.
No, I don't want to be on the coast.
I got to tell you, though, I'm seeing a whole new batch of friends coming for you. And there's a man. A man. I've seen an awesome man because my husband was characterized as the King of Hearts. And I'll tell you, he was a man among men. And I'm not just saying that because he's passed on. I mean it. Jim knew him. He was an awesome guy. Men that fall under the suit of the heart of hearts are awesome caregivers. They love so completely, and they are devoted, very devoted.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And you're going to meet him in this new place. Now, let yourself kind of just sort of be a feather on the wind as you're looking at different places to move. The one that strikes you right in the gut, that's what you need.
Yeah, that's the answer, true. The gut is always right.
And you know what? Your finances are going to be just fine. Then what you should do is come back for another reading sometime with like two to three different choices, and we'll look at them in your reading and see which one is it. Now, Batman is under sure to come true, and I know you've listened to the show enough that you know I love that designation because I can't even remember a time that didn't come true, what was figured there. And
I have all faith in that.
Well, it's coming for you, honey, so be prepared. Jim is breathing down my neck. We have so many callers and so little time.
Okay. May I just ask you one more quick? I'm going back to Florida. Any time better than another time? August, September, October, November?
I think...
Or you don't see it. If you don't see it, don't see it, Deb.
Here's another thing. September, again, keeps sticking out in my mind. Maybe because, the summer crazy people will be gone. I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll call Monday.
All right.
God bless. Be well. Always a pleasure. Stay well.
The pleasure is ours.
Blessings right back at you. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I just love her.
All right. We're going to go to our next caller because I'm talking to headquarters.
Yeah.
Because I think looking at the order.
HQ.
Yep, the command center. Okay, no, she is telling me who's next. All right, that'll be area. Well, she's the commandant.
Yes, she is.
She's in charge. I am just a mere mortal. I'm not familiar with this area code. We're going to area code 949, which is out in California. We haven't been there yet. We usually go out there quite a bit. California, out in the West Coast.
Hi,
949, you are next.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
what's
there.
Your first name?
Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. Have we talked with you before?
No, I'm first time listener and caller.
Oh,
she's been in Facebook Live talking
That's
to me.
That's wonderful. So happy to have you as a newcomer.
Thank you.
Tell me, what's on your mind that brings you to the show this evening?
I would just like it to look into my current relationship.
Okay. Any particular reason that you're asking?
Just the general state of things right now. That's about it.
Okay, but things have been going pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yes and no.
Excuse me.
Some little bumps in the road.
Oh, sure.
Well, we understand. We understand. Life is relative on things going well and not going well.
Well, you know, and that's the nature of a relationship, too. But the ups and downs have to be worth, you know, the effort of getting back to an ups after having been in a down.
Sure, and everybody has different opinions on an up and down in their relationship.
Have you been together long, Alexa?
Yeah, quite a while.
Yes.
Alexis.
Yeah, and you know.
And don't say that too loud.
Oh, right. We've got Alexis all around us.
We have a couple of those machines.
Yeah, the machine.
We don't want her to start spouting crap at us.
She's known.
She'll start saying stuff, well, I'll tell you about cards, because she'll just hear two words.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of times as we're growing as our own person, we can also find ourselves growing apart. If that other individual, if the other partner is not growing with us, you know, in their own way. And I feel that your partner harbors a lot of grief. And it seems to pertain, I'm seeing papers, like legal papers, government papers. I'm not quite clear on the extent of what they are, but it's very bothersome. And there's a very heavy heart here. Does this ring true for you, any of this?
Well, I mean, the neighbor is suing him for his trees being too tall. So, but they're kind of figuring that out. But that would be like the legal, I guess, paperwork.
And
I don't
the
know
neighbor
if like that affected by it, but maybe.
Well, I remember sometimes these are future things.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The trees are too tall. Are they your trees? They're your trees?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel there could be a sense of, I'm trying to think of the word, like a prophylactic move here. And I know that's not really the right move.
Yeah, Trojan.
No,
yeah,
no.
I mean, it's not really my situation with the trees. That's kind of like already being handled.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if the trees are too tall, there's a real strong potential here for damage to result. Are you living in an area that is prone to severe weather?
No. It's just basically the trees are blocking the neighbor's ocean view, and he's, like, pissed off about it. So, yeah, it's like it's not even my fight. It's between them.
Yeah, it is really. But the thing is, too, this neighbor has a very aggressive side, and could become really what's a good word? Somebody that is going to perpetrate things.
Now we're in California, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is obviously close enough to the ocean to have a pretty good view.
Yeah.
So these aren't slum properties, for me to put it mildly. You gotta have some bucks in your pocket to have a house there that you own. All right. So I got you. So we'll have to see. Deb said there's a safety thing, and it happens. It's good to be watch out. You never know when some neighbor just kind of snaps because he just. Maybe he's got issues going on in his life or health issues, right?
Well, I think this could actually end up in court.
Or legally, it could be a bad thing. They could say, because that's a gray area about that. They're your trees, but you're the block, they're making this property value go down. They can go to court over
and
that.
And if he goes and cuts them himself,
he can't do it on their property. Yeah, he can't do it on their property. He can only cut the ones, I think, that are hanging onto his property. But anyway, every state's different. Just
I'm just feeling like this is going to head toward court. And Judge Judy has even handled these cases over three.
Yeah, and she has to research every state because of all the laws or the localities are different. She has to go by where it's filed, what the laws are.
And there's
that.
Something really
the
interesting
city,
here
city level.
Of negotiating with him for money.
Yeah.
You know, for him to pay for his view.
Yeah, you could say if you want the trees cut down and you're okay with it, you could say, well, if you pay for it, I will let you do it as long as you don't murder the trees forever.
Well, they would agree on how much is coming
that's
down.
That's the trees are between them. It has nothing to do with me at all. And they're figuring it out. They're figuring it out. Yeah, I mean, not really at all.
You own the place, the two of you?
No.
So you're renting?
I'm just a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's good that you are staying out of it.
Yeah, and then you just, there's nothing you can do. You just got to make sure that maybe you could be the neutral person, Switzerland, and say, hey, let's just relax.
Well,
and
the guy
figure something
is
out.
Devious, and I want you to be aware of that.
He's probably got some bucks,
if
I would
anything
say.
If anything is agreed on, make sure it's on paper and legally done. Yeah. Because I see this guy could get pretty ugly. And I don't see any harm toward you or anything. But, you know, God forbid he goes out and does it himself.
No, he wouldn't
but
do that.
Crazy crap. Or financial things. Do some financial crazy crap, right?
His view is worth some, mucho dinero. So
it isn't something those properties view. That can make, like, many, many thousands of dollars difference on property. Many thousands when you're on ocean
and
view.
Oh, my
ocean
God,
side.
Does he sound petty to me, that neighbor.
No, most of those disputes are petty.
Yeah, so I feel, Alexis, it's going to work out, but it's going to be kind of a dirty mess until then.
With the trees or my relationship?
Yes, for your relationship. It looks pretty sturdy to me.
You don't see any big flags or anything?
No, just that he's really bothered about this.
So that can be like a secondary effect on a relationship, but there's somebody having some issues and it affects two people,
And the thing that he knows, let me tell you, he knows that you could literally have your pick of any man to be with.
Or woman.
Very good.
Yeah,
thank you.
I mean, man, woman. Yeah. I don't want to. I don't want to get into animals or anything.
Man,
no.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So that really is leverage on your part. You keep him on his toes. I can see that, and he adores you. Okay. Staying is a good idea. It will create a lot of controversy between the two of you. If you were to step in and say, oh, let him have his short damn tree.
No rock.
Yeah, you got to leave it be. Let them settle it.
Bye-bye.
But I see good things for the two of you. And, ups and downs, like every other relationship.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Call me again when we're not so short on time. And we'll work on this a little bit more, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And take care.
All right?
And hopefully this will all come to pass in a very, very positive way.
That's what you hope in these kind of scenarios.
Thank
you.
Thank you, hon. All right.
Okay,
talk
bye.
To you soon. Bye.
All righty. All right. The clock's ticking, but we can rock in another one. We got 6 minutes left.
Okay.
But this is going to probably be somebody we know, so they'll know how to expedite. Area code 423, Tennessee 423. You're going to be the next caller and the last caller.
All righty. Tennessee.
Welcome.
Hey, y'all. It's Damien.
Hey, Damien, we got less than 6 minutes left.
How you doing, hon?
I'm doing pretty good. Just had some swim lessons today with our son Wyatt, and he did a really good job. I am super impressed with his progress.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, we had a fun day today.
Yeah, it's cool when they really enjoy the water. It's a very healthy thing to do. At water.
Kids need to know how to swim.
Yes, and it's good. It's one of the best exercises there is.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so Damian, what's on your
mind? What do you got rocking?
All right, let's see here. I'm going to give him until, and by him I mean the lawyer, until Friday to see what he's discovered or if he's going to give me a call. So I guess tonight's reading is, will I be getting the call this week, next week, or when? Will I be getting the call I've been long since anticipating for?
Have you put in a call to him and you're
or an email?
Not hearing anything?
I sent him an email, but I haven't heard anything back.
Okay. All right. Well, the 4th of July weekend, week after, is over, too, so there's no excuse now at this point on Monday. So,
Yep.
I mean, it's one thing. A lot of times, you know, July, you know, after 4th of July, a lot of people are off and stuff, so you go like, yeah, okay, whatever. But now it's a whole new week, and that holiday is in the past, so there's now the excuses are gone.
Yeah.
All right. Cards are going down.
And if possible, let's see, you know, what he will say in the phone call for the good news.
Okay, if there, when the phone call, the said phone call happens, what do you expect it to be? Might not be soon.
Yeah, like when and what? Yeah, like when should I expect it and what should I expect in it?
Right.
Yeah, it is sort of dragging on.
Yeah, and we just hit the less than 4 minute mark, so it's going to be a quick wrap here, sort of kind of.
I think he's hitting a lot of obstacles. He's not getting the results yet that he really is, that those are his goals. But he needs to speak to you so you don't become, you know, feeling, well, wondering what the heck's going on. So that's
right.
What I do feel, though, is that he's very much committed to this, but he's not getting where he wants to be as far as the progress of this case.
Okay, and with that, is it making him, like, more suspicious that he suspects there's, like, more to this, the fact that he's, like, running into obstacles and red tape?
Oh, yes. And right down here,
okay.
we've got secret and clandestine agreements. I mean, there's a lot here that he's got to, you know, sort of work his way through, but it's there.
So,
I think he's going to get there.
And some lawyers enjoy the detective.
Oh, God,
it's almost like an archaeological dig work. Some of them really enjoy that if they think they can be the end result. Go, ha-ha, I found all this stuff out. Somebody else did.
Oh, he's like that.
Yeah, I would enjoy that if I was doing that thing. Otherwise, why would you do that type of work, property
he's
stuff?
He's relentless.
You have to love that. You have to love the finding of,
but
aha.
But Damian, call his office, you know, leave
I think at this point, yes.
Yeah, leave a voicemail. You're a client.
You're a client, and you don't have to call up and leave swear words and stuff. You just say, hey, just looking for an update. Nobody's reading my emails. I'm just a little bit concerned. That's all. No big deal. Yep.
As also, it's not on that topic, but it's about your son, and I want to tell you this. Your son is going to find himself in sports, and it's going to be really therapeutic for him. I think he's going to really excel, especially as he gets older. He's going to be big man on campus in his sport.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because today we had never gone into the deep pool where it had gone like 5, 6, or 7 feet. Well, today he swam in that water with the life jacket on, and then when he actually had a swim lesson, him and his instructor were in like the 6-foot part, and he was swimming without a life jacket. So, yeah,
well,
that would not surprise me one bit.
I could see him becoming a competitive, I don't know exactly what they call it, but like a competitive swimmer. You know, heck, who knows? You could have a son going to the Olympics one day. So
we're down to 1 minute, actually. I was a little late on the 2-minute
Damian,
warning.
I wish we could dwell on this a little bit more, but you watch that boy. He's going to make it.
How
proud.
Old is he? How old is he? I'm sorry.
He'll be turning 8 at the end of this month.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's cool. Better late than never on the water.
Well,
thing.
This is where the brilliance really does come through is when they're young.
Remember,
you know?
We grew up where you could just we would walk and fall into water. So we were playing in water in Minnesota, land at 10,000 lakes.
Yeah.
Long before we ever saw it. So.
But showing in your cards. He's going to win medals. So good for him.
All right.
And call that guy and leave him a very firm message.
Nice.
Just say, though, I need to hear from you.
I'm really worried that you haven't heard so well.
Right.
Yeah, that's all.
All right, hon.
Well, that's at least assuring that he, that's at least assuring that he sees there's red tape and obstacles and that he needs to be dedicated to it and because it's just driving his suspicions that much more up, so which means
Damien,
good for me.
I got to close the show. It's time.
Yeah, this is News for the Soul. They have
right.
another show coming.
Yes. All right, everybody, next week, Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Be there. I'll be there. So you be there.
Thanks for calling in, Damien.
Hugs and kisses to everybody. Bye-bye, everybody. Love ya.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.